This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Whatever you do, hit the delete button. Time for you to open up your mind, open up your heart, open up your pocketbook, send us your money. Send us your tired, your poor. Yes, now that the 4th of July, Independence Day, is over, time for us to get back to reality. It's Wednesday, the 5th of July. It's the DJV Experience with the three very intelligent ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And I have my wig on, so I could be Doug Leah. Doug Leah Stefan on with the interesting things going on the world today. Mostly, Jennifer wants to talk to Victoria about what it's like to be Mrs. Pellegrino. So, Kara, you and I can listen to the discussion of the ladies as Jennifer prepares for her nuptials sometime in the next century. It'll be nice to have the input from Victoria as to what went on. I know that they've exchanged wonderful email back and forth, very warm. I will tell you, Jen, that yesterday when Victoria came back, you could tell that she'd had a wonderful experience. She was warm. She felt great. She was excited. She had a great time.
And now
time.
She's back. And now I'm tired again.
All right. So now it's time for you to... This could be the television program. It's time to quiz the bride. That actually is a pretty good idea for a TV show.
It's
right? Instead of that foolish bachelor thing that Kara watches all the time. How about we have quiz the bride so you can learn about how to work through things that may present themselves. Certainly, Victoria had her share of issues and problems that she settled, and it led to a great day. So,
are you telling me that The Bachelor is not a realistic
portrayal of love
and relationships, and doesn't teach you how to work through stuff?
It wouldn't be fair for me to say that because I find the whole idea of it so...
I'm being sarcastic. It's very much not realistic.
No, of course, I understand that. Yeah, right.
It is entertaining, though.
Yeah.
According to
now they have these dumb restrictions on The Bachelor in Paradise where you have to only have two drinks an hour. And I mean, they're taking
that's so weird.
Yeah,
that's a little silly.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Jennifer. You have questions. Victoria's
well, no,
answers.
I just want to know how that. I have nothing specific other than how was it? What did you do? Well, I know what you did on your honeymoon, but what else did you do? And how was the wedding? And I wanted to hear it all. That's all.
The wedding was amazing. Thank you so much for asking. I wish all of you guys were there. You were there in spirit, and I got texts from you guys in the morning, which was so sweet. And the day started out crazy.
Hold on, just say. Let me just hold on for a second.
Yes.
So Jennifer.
Yeah.
I sent a note to Victoria congratulating her and wishing her well. And I made reference at the end of the last part of the note was that I hoped that she loved, the two of them loved each other till the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time. So she read the note to her mother, and her mother said, oh, sweet, Johnny Mathis. And Victoria said, huh? So go ahead, take it.
I thought that this was such like an original piece of prose from Doug Stefan. It was so sweet and moving, and I had to read it. I just felt like compelled to read it out loud at brunch on Sunday. And then my mom was like, oh, I love Johnny Mathis. And I was like, no, this is Doug Stefan. She's like, no, that's Johnny Mathis.
I wouldn't have known either, by the way.
Good.
Why, wait a minute. Whoops, you wouldn't know that?
The 12th of Never Know.
Know
I would have known you didn't write it because I would know that.
What?
But I would not. But I wouldn't know. It was John.
After cataloging all those records for all those years.
I know.
No. In the office. Mm-hmm. No, Johnny Mathis.
I would have known it was someone. Like I said, I just don't know that I would have been able to hit it on the nose with Mathis.
I think I'm offended by that remark, but I'm not sure yet. I'm thinking.
Good. Well, no, I mean, I would have known it wasn't you. I would have known that I had seen that somewhere.
Why would you know it wasn't me? I'm capable of being romantic or saying things that are sweet and
are
kind.
You listening to what I'm saying? I would have. It would have sounded familiar. It would have sounded like I had heard it before. You know.
And then it was definitely
maybe in one
not
of your books.
Written by
I mean, maybe in one of your poetry books. I would. That's where I read it. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Keep going. Excuse me, Victoria, for interrupting.
But yes, so it was very sweet. I got text messages from and an email plagiarizing Johnny Mathis. So it was a lovely morning. But the weird thing was, you know, everything.
Did you get mine that said if? Did you get mine, Victoria, that said, if you don't want to do this, bye, bye, bye? Did you get that one?
I didn't. But my gay best friend, your good old GBF, he texted me in the morning while I'm in hair and makeup, and he says, so am I showing up with plane tickets and a flask? And I said, for what? And he's like, are your feet cold? And I said, no, feet are very warm. No plane tickets needed. And he's like, okay, good. He's like, I was prepared. I have a zip car ready to go and some plane tickets. It's like, no, I'm very, very warm. I'm fine. But the weird thing was, the morning of the wedding, I've never seen the kind of rain that ever in real life. Like, the torrential downpour, it was instant flash flooding. Like, our little town on the shore of New Jersey was completely flooded. The gutters, everything. And I had to walk from our little, we stayed in a little inn, and I had to walk across the street to go to the car. I got so completely drenched on the way to the salon that I had to pull the car back in and change my shirt again. I had to borrow one of Lewis's button-down shirts because I was completely, like, it was like a wet t-shirt contest. I was completely drenched. So once I got to the salon, I had my dad's giant golf umbrella, and I was completely freaked out that we were going to have to move the whole ceremony indoors. The restaurant was great. They were already prepared to have everything moved inside. And halfway through hair and makeup, all the girls in the salon were freaking out. They kept running back to the window to check the weather. And halfway through, the sun came out, and it was the most perfect day after that. It was really incredible. And my dad, who's from Ireland, said in Ireland, they really want rain on a wedding day because that really is good luck. Other people tend to say, oh, well, it's good luck, and that sort of sounds like a thing to say. But in Ireland, they actually really do want it. So he was very, very happy as he was walking me to the gazebo. So it all worked out great, but it was very scary, nerve-wracking the morning of, because I thought the whole thing was going to have to be scrapped. So, but after that, it was beautiful. It was perfect. Everyone was on their best behavior. It was really nice. Wow. Everyone
even
was
the
friendly.
Mother-in-law?
Uh-huh.
So no in-law trouble, right?
Not the day of, no. And it was great. Fingers crossed. I hope it stays that way.
So don't you think that really there is a TV show here? The value of getting information from someone who's been through the process, been through the factory, been through the worm, and come out on the other side, well, or what probably would sell on television is horror stories, not the good stuff. So maybe it's not such.
Well, but anything involving weddings and the drama, we had 19 people, and we had so much drama. All the plans changed, the venue changed. Everything about this wedding had a do-over, and it ended up being great, which was wonderful. But even Lewis's ring got FedExed to my parents' house the night before.
Because the new ring or the old ring?
The new ring. The new ring was lost.
Never found the old one.
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. So, but every little thing was just down to the wire, even the weather. So,
I'm happy it worked out. What would it mean if I've never understood? I don't even know today. I think I remember wearing my wedding ring on my left finger. Is that right? Men wear them on the left finger. Right, so what would happen if you wore a wedding ring, or if you had two, and you wore one on your left finger, one on your right finger? What would that?
I do that all the time.
You do?
Do you?
So that no one will think everyone will think you're married and they leave you alone.
No, I just, now that I have my other ring, I wear one on both fingers because I have a lot of rings. I'm not going to stop wearing my rings.
Do you wear bracelets too?
Mm-hmm.
You do. A lot.
Yeah,
you
I'm like the Jersey Shore. I over accessorize.
I think a lot of people do that too with engagement rings. If you don't have a matching set that goes together, then you might wear your engagement ring on your right hand and your wedding ring on your left hand.
Right. Or you can switch. Yeah, that's true. A lot of people do that. I just have one ring. Lewis had a diamond band made for me. So that's all. Then we'll probably have an anniversary band or something. And if it doesn't fit on the left, then I'll have one for the right, too. As my future sister-in-law said, you got to spread the rings out. Spread them out. Don't put them all in one hand.
got to have lots of bling.
Yep.
Doesn't this sound like a wonderful, warm experience? I feel like I'm living through it. And as much as I teased you about not getting invited, I kind of feel like I've gotten the high points and I didn't have to sit there and worry about whether I was going to
have
give it to your mother-in-law or not, because I probably would.
I've also just been informed that apparently a wedding ring on your right hand means that you're a widower. So, Victoria,
I hope
you don't ever have to do that.
Oh, wow. Jeez, I didn't know that.
I've never heard that. So there I am awkwardly walking into a thicket. But that's a question. 16 past the hour. The one thing that I hope we all hold with this, listening to the stories, so many people listen and were clued in and focused on wanting Victoria to have a good day and to have a wonderful experience with this fellow. The things that you encounter, it brings me around to thinking about people who have success that may not have seemed like they were headed in that direction, even though you have you've got a thought, and this sort of underscores how thoughts are things. The idea that you are going to have something that you've always wanted, or that you've certainly figured out that you want, is not something that always is paved by the road. What is the expression? The road to good intentions? No, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But I was looking at something last night that I thought the three of you would find interesting, about people who were successes, but they didn't start out being successes. And I mentioned Fred Smith many times on this program as someone I hold up. He's a fellow who founded FedEx. Remember the last time I talked about him? I told you that he had a run out of money and he was going to go out of business, so he took his $5,000 from the accounts payable, went to Las Vegas and gambled and got $27,000 so he could keep the company running for another week so that he'd get an investor. This is a guy who failed economics class at Yale, and yet he's running the biggest company of its sort, although Amazon will probably challenge him in some way, shape, or form at some point in time. But he had an idea, and he wrote, it's interesting, the idea for FedEx was written as his treatise for,
his thesis statement.
Thesis, thank you. Mm-hmm. For his economic degree. And the guy who ran the class gave him a C- in that and said, this is not really a very good idea. It's kind of really, this thing's not going to work. How do you think this?
Those are
the best stories, though.
And Richard Branson and Steve Jobs and Bill Gates all are dropouts. Mark Zuckerberg is a drop. So you go through a list of people who become successful, and I use it in league with Victoria, because a lot of people have tough times in relationships. A lot of people work through them, and sometimes it takes a long time to make them happen or to have it happen. And you don't make it happen, it just happens. And so don't, if you really think something is worthwhile, Victoria's known Lewis for what, 10 years, 12 years? Longer than high
years?
School. High school.
No. We started our first job right out of college together.
Okay, all right.
So 10 years. You've
known him, and you stuck with it. You didn't know what to think at the beginning. You were friends back and forth. And did you ever, once you started dating, did you stop and then start again?
Yes, one time.
Yeah.
I was sort of getting out of another relationship, and when he and I reconnected, we were both getting out of long-term relationship. Well, not long-term, but, somewhat serious relationships.
Yeah.
And then, it went very quickly, and it was a little too fast for me. So then I pumped the brakes, and we took about 3 months off. And then after that, it's been go.
Yeah.
But luckily, we didn't have any. We had a lot of other stuff around us happening, but nothing actually affected our core relationship.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like Jen has a similar thing going on. She has a lot of stuff going on in her with Jeff, like around them. But it's not actually, the issue isn't really about the relationship itself, which mm-hmm. is good, because mm-hmm. when it's the relationship itself, that's tough.
Well, I think there are lots of different things along the way here. You decide yes or no, and
yeah.
then you put your mind into it. And I think that's what you've done, and I think you're going to be congratulated. Good. Lots of love and good luck to Victoria. Nice having you here, Victoria. See ya. It's 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Many times we stand beside and let the water slip away, till what we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you sit up on the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry.
I don't know that I'm
like a bird upon
always
the wind.
Great at picking out who some of the great country singers are, because I admit to thinking much of it sounds the same. I can tell Trace Adkins from Garth Brooks. Trace Adkins is familiar in my mind for a couple of reasons. I said to Meredith last night, isn't that the guy that did Jennifer's voice singing? She said,
yeah.
Yeah.
He has the deepest voice I have ever heard.
I love it.
Oh right, yeah. But that's not who we're playing. It's Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood together perform for the astronauts the end of last week. The astronauts Jack Fisher and Dr. Peggy Whitson on board the space station. The two of them, Brooks and Yearwood, start the conversation with a hello, how are you, blah, blah, blah. This was a special edition of his Facebook Live series, Inside Studio G. Fisher's on his first flight. Whitson recently set a new record for the most cumulative days spent in orbit in the station. Over the course of their conversation, Fisher revealed The River was his favorite song, telling Brooks, quote, "You have so many great songs, so many great messages, but it's the heart that you put into every performance and the soul you put into all those songs that makes them so impactful." What a nice way of putting it. Wouldn't you like to hear that? If you were a singer, it's the heart that you put into every performance and the soul you put into the songs.
This may be a... I love Garth Brooks' voice. I love his voice, but this may be a weird question. Does he write his own music? Some. Okay. So he's like, so he's not like Blake Shelton where he never writes a song, but he writes sort of a mix and then maybe uses some songs from other people?
Yeah, and I Blake actually wrote his last album with, what's-her-face, Gwen Stefani.
He writes his
own stuff, too. Yeah.
You know, there are some performers who are great at that. Elvis never wrote a song for himself, ever.
Right.
Never. It's always other people working with him. He would interpret, he'd take songs, whether they be pop songs. The Jordanaires, a couple of members of Jordanaires were really great with creating things, and he would take the gospel music and put his own stamp on it, much like Garth Brooks, I think, puts his stamp on stuff. Brooks performed The River for Fisher Yearwood, did some harmony vocals on it. It's kind of neat I like these sorts of things. I remember once, Jennifer, were you with me when we had the conversation with the astronauts? I don't remember what you were.
I don't think so.
May have dinner. It was
That'd be
the,
cool, though.
Highlight. No question about it. So, let's see. The Yearwood President show. Oh, I know what she did. She offered the astronauts home-cooked versions of their favorite foods when they come back home, because she's got that cooking show.
Oh, yeah.
You ever watch that?
Yeah.
You watch the cooking
show? Yeah, I actually just had it. Yeah, just flipped by it the other day.
My mom loves making her recipes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And tied into the news from the space station, the executive order that was signed over the weekend to revive the National Space Council, the president, the vice president, this is one of the good things. I think good news. Maybe we'll give you a little more background on that, but that's good space, out of this world stuff. 28 past the hour. You're listening to the, yes, you are, the DJV Experience.
You don't need to be liked. You want to be. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's natural for you to want to be liked. A prevailing theory in anthropology, after all, says that the reason why Homo sapiens lived on while Neanderthals died out was that Homo sapiens learned to rely on each other more, whereas Neanderthals were more likely to spread out and try to take on the world as individuals. According to that theory, it seems hardwired for us to want others to like us. Otherwise, at least for our distant ancestors, they could have ended up alone and had a much more difficult chance of survival. But this isn't 40,000 years ago, it's today. And although you might want others to like you, you don't need them to. Be kind to others, treat them with respect, but at the end of the day, be true to yourself. Because nowadays, you can survive without others completely agreeing with you all the time. For support, being yourself, visit drchristianconti.com.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a beautiful day everywhere in the country today. Let's hope it's a beautiful day for you. This is the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Pellegrino, and Kara Schiller. So you're not going to use the name anyway, so I don't have to change anything.
No, you do not. Bad. Your life has not changed
Nothing
at all.
Nothing has changed.
Thank God. Can you imagine? That would be a big change for you, Dougie.
Working through what? Names?
Oh, yeah, that's tough. It took me years to get my girlfriends, once they got married, to figure it all out.
Well, transitions are, this is a transitional time. But isn't every day...
Well, she's not Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, I mean, but think about the lessons every day we make ourselves go through whatever it is, whether it's the big breakthrough, the big breakup, it's something that we have, that we all sort of go through periods of transition. Some of them are subtle, the changes to your body are subtle. Changes to your mind sometimes are subtle. Changes to your car, a little rust here, a little rust there. Everything changes. But then you go through these huge things, the good stuff, like being married, starting a life together. But you've really had a life together. You've kind of done what I said to my children, especially my daughter. You got to really know what these people, and I think I said it like
people.
That.
These
what
people. These,
what these guys are like. I remember when Megan introduced me to Matthew, and I was really not impressed. But it wasn't about him. I just didn't want anybody with my daughter.
Oh.
And he got the vibe, and sometime later, I think they dated for 7 years before they got married. And he, when he called me and said, I want to ask you that I'm, you know, to marry Megan. And it was a very awkward conversation. That I do remember. And he said, it's not something you would expect then, nor what I expect now from him. He said, you just want to know who this a-hole is marrying your daughter. Because fathers always think, whoever it is. So I thought about it long and hard, and you're the closest thing. I mean, you're not like a daughter to me, but you are. You're close, and we know what goes on in each other's lives, and we give each other pep talks, and all of us. That's what makes this experience so good for all of us and for the listener, more importantly, because it feels like we are a family, and we are. And so we go through all of the things. I listen. One of the things that present experience is teaching me, and the radio program is included in this, is being able to listen better. For a long, long time, I have been on the radio, and for a lot of years, I was by myself. So I had to keep things going. And now, then I added one person, then I added another person. Now there are three people who are part of this with me. And as with life, you learn how to listen. If you don't learn how to listen, then you won't be successful. And I think I go through that, and I don't necessarily mean this in an apology, but I think sometimes that I get so invested in what you're saying that I interrupt, and I don't always feel, I don't always hear it, but I have somebody who listens carefully, and so when I hear, and then I start thinking, yes, because you all have such great things to say. So you can feel free anytime I spoil something that you're doing. Hey, wait a minute. Let me finish what I'm saying. And how much of that, by the way, goes for relationships in general? Those of you who are sitting at home and you wonder what's wrong with your relationship, shut the hell up and listen to what the person is saying that's with you. So I leave it at that. It's funny. Yesterday I ran in over something, Victoria, a set of...
I got a little nervous when you ran over something. No, I thought, oh no, what did you hit on the farm? Because I know you were out in the hayfield. So.
I was in the hayfield yesterday. I didn't run over anything. But the list of people who are famous that have had prenups. I don't think I asked you if you had a prenup or if you.
We did not do a prenup.
No. And a lot of times.
We're regular, normal people.
But it does. Well, sometimes it's good just to clarify things. But there's some of the craziest things. Remember before Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck got married?
Mm-hmm.
They were almost ready, and Ben wouldn't sign the prenup that had him pay a $5 million fine if he ever cheated, and a $1 million fine if he was lying.
He's a gambler. He's not going to take that risk, please.
No. Well, not at all. Katie Holmes had an amazing deal with Tom Cruise so that she was financially stable. For every year the couple was married, Katie got $3 million.
Is that really what it was? Because she was with him for 5 years, and I thought, and as soon as they hit the five-year mark, that's when... all of the, you know, the subterfuge went down, and the dad switching the cell phones. I mean, that was real Mission Impossible stuff.
Yeah.
Which you would do for your daughter if you thought that she was in some sort of a cult. You know, I think any father would do that. Yeah. Jennifer's dad would probably, you know, arrange a helicopter to airlift her out.
But it was strange, though.
She got $3 million a year for 5 years. That was $15 million. She was given $400,000 a year in child support. And all of this was, you know, worked out, and everybody was satisfied with it. And then there's the Britney Spears-Kevin Federline agreement. She got married. Why didn't she get married first to some guy down in Las Vegas? Didn't she? It was done in 60 seconds.
Yes. Some guy. I think they were married like 3 days or something.
Anyway, so when the marriage took place of Brittany and Kevin Federline, they had a 60-page document which stipulated that he would get $1 million from her $65 million at the time if they got divorced. But when they did get divorced, she also had to pay $25,000 a month in child support for each of their children. And he could not write a book about anything that had anything to do with her.
That's really the smart part. Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah, exactly. Hugh Hefner with all of his wives. How many times has he been married? The most recent one. Wasn't Crystal?
Crystal. He's married now, I think. Yeah.
To Crystal, yeah. Is she the third, maybe?
I'm not sure. But the first time she ran away.
Right.
But he was told by his lawyers to protect his assets in case his young bride intended to win a portion of his fortune. So she didn't get anything from him in the prenup. She took the first ring that he gave her and sold it for $80,000. That's got to tell you something, right? And they go down.
My ring is valued just underneath $80,000.
Right. Good for you. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones seem to be okay, right? They've been married for 16 years.
Yeah, they're actually
in their prenup. She was given $2.8 million for every year she was married, and we get an extra $5 million if she caught Douglas cheating. But they did
separate for a while, so yeah. They didn't make it all the way to divorce court, but they seem to be back together now.
I don't think he doesn't. Since he had that cancer, throat cancer, I don't think he looks good at all.
Hey, he looks better than what, I mean, he had advanced cancer. And
yeah, really. So people didn't think he was going to make it.
Yeah.
Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman married 10 years. Wow.
And she was married to Tom Cruise for 10 years. So she's,
right. Yeah.
I mean, her whole adult life really has been.
She's in that new movie that really looks kind of scary with.
Colin Farrell. Beguiled. I watched the trailer for that the other day. That was real creepy.
So creepy.
Yeah. It does look creepy. Anyway, so the Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban prenup says that Keith gets $640,000 a year for marriage. That clause would be invalid if he had any drugs. Remember he went into rehab?
Yeah. Did he have a drug problem or just a drinking problem?
I think he had a drinking problem. Yeah.
So why would you marry somebody like that? What would happen? Just help me understand why, you'd marry something. Not marry somebody like that.
Because you love them. You think you can probably help them, or you love them, or you don't want to give up on them, or whatever it is.
Yeah, and it's worked for them. They have 2 children, and they seem incredibly in love and together all the time. And she moved to Nashville to be closer to his music and away from Hollywood. So I think that she made the right call. I mean, he went into rehab. I want to say it was like a month after they got married, right? Or 2 months after.
He hasn't touched alcohol, I don't think. Yeah. I mean, I think he really kind of quit it for her, which is a good thing.
Yeah. So this is an interesting one. We're talking about some of the celebrity prenups that have or haven't been public before. Steven Spielberg married his first wife, Amy Irving, and they decided to get married at a restaurant. They wrote out their prenup on a cocktail napkin. So then when they divorced after 10 years, the napkin went to court, but it wasn't legally binding. So because they live in California, she got half of what he had, which was at that time $200 million. So she got $100 million.
Wow.
When he started dating Kate Capshaw. He's still married to her.
He's still married to her. Don't they have like a bus full of adopted children and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's a good one. I've always liked Jessica Biel and like Justin Timberlake together. Jessica Biel had a cheating clause written into her prenup with Justin, which stipulated that he would give her $500,000 if he ever strayed. It said that while the two of them hashed out the agreement, they weren't getting along. And so this is why they didn't get married the first time around. But they've been married for 5 years now, mm-hmm. and they have a child.
They got a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
So right. in all of these situations, are people just paranoid that their spouse is going to cheat on them, or do all of these people have a habit of cheating?
Or a good lawyer who insists on it.
There's the financial recognition. Sometimes people marry people who are in better financial shape than they are. And if you're smart, I guess the idea is to... It goes both ways for me. I guess if I were doing it, listen to me, I would say what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, and what's ours is ours. So then the argument always would come on what's ours. And you make it clear it's there's a practical side.
Yeah, I understand, especially if you have, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. But mm-hmm. I think it just makes me sad.
That underscores, Kara, the better you know the person you're marrying, the less that sort of thing mm-hmm. has to be, I think, underscored. If you don't know the person, really, then there's a trust question.
Here's the cheating thing, the reason the stipulation may be for celebrities is that for them, I mean, it's not a... When you're in private life, it's an embarrassment. But when you are in a public life and you've got... I mean, there's more stories, there's more fodder for the gossip magazines and for the, you know, for TMZ and Us Weekly to be looking into. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just a little extra bit of protection for whoever is going into it.
And it does affect your career. I mean, not that it was a great movie, but the what was that movie that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck did together? Not the terrible, terrible one,
Geely?
But the other one. Yeah, that one was like a bomb. But there was another one. That's right. And that actually is. And George Carlin played his father and was wonderful in that movie. That Kevin Smith had to reshoot or re-edit the movie because Jennifer Lopez dies in the beginning of the movie, and they had to cut out all the stuff before that because they had broken up and people didn't want to see it. Couple that wasn't really together anymore. So those types of things really affect their careers as well.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, worth a lot of money, both of them together, individually and together. Beyonce, according to the prenup, would get $1 million for every year they were married, with an additional $5 million for each child she'd given birth to.
Yeah, she just doubled up on that.
Yeah.
But they're together.
They are.
Right? They're big time.
He apparently admitted to cheating in his new song, but they seem okay.
Yeah. He's never done anything.
I think a lot of people would disagree with that, but...
What?
I think Doug was going to say he doesn't do anything for him.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a couple of things for people to chew on. It's interesting as all of these things come to the surface, what they all mean. It's 11 minutes for the hour on the DJV Experience.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Say that again, Doug. 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Time for us to share knowledge. The input from Victoria Keelan and from Doug Steffen. I've decided I should play a role. While you were gone last week, I felt I was becoming an expert when it came to technology.
Excellent.
Yeah, right. Well, I had to fill that role, and it was hard for me to fill that role whilst you were not around.
Well, you have learned a lot in the last year in terms of tech. You have. You're
yesterday,
an iPhone.
I learned how to... actually, we finished after you left. I could scan things.
It's scanning,
where to find
Mark?
It. And,
okay.
Yeah, I actually
there you
did.
Go.
Work. Woohoo! All right. So, bigger and better things coming. Technology info right after this.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. It's always a good time.
Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
All right, 56 past the hour. I just said off the air to Victoria and Kara, why would you have a phone that has a beep on it that tells you the battery is almost dead, sucking out the last moments of life in the battery by telling you the battery's going to go beep, 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 beep.
What kind of phone does that? Your iPhone doesn't do that.
My old flip phone.
Oh. Well, let's travel back in time and ask the person who invented the flip phone. I believe his name was Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, very cute. All right. Smishing scams. Speaking of cell phones, the biggest and newest threat. What's the story behind the story here, Victoria?
Well, we've all heard of phishing scams for your email. Smishing is the new scam that's attacking your cell phone and your text messages. And this is actually starting to spread now. Cyber criminals are trying to lure people into providing account information, like your login name, your password, your credit card info. And all it does is it sends you a text that looks official. Like, Bank of America has a real problem with this right now because people are getting text saying, "Dear customer, Bank of America needs you to verify your PIN number immediately to confirm you're the proper account holder." People start freaking out. They click on a link, and now, just like a phishing scam, you have left yourself completely vulnerable. And so a lot of people are tech experts, and the Bank of America especially, is saying, "We will never text you anything like this. Please, if you see anything suspicious, immediately delete it and call the bank. Just make sure. Don't click on anything. Call your bank immediately, and they will tell you, no, that was not from us. That's a total smishing scam." Another way that they're doing it is very common, the IRS. They're saying you have a refund that you never collected. If you see anything, I know. Unfortunately, people get scared with anything related to the IRS. One person reported getting a text saying, "IRS notice, tax return file overdue. Click here to enter your information to prevent being prosecuted." And of course, people are clicking on it because they're scared, and this is it's really unfortunate. The other thing to look out for, Best Buy apparently has also been hacked, and text messages are going to people saying that they've won $1,000 in Best Buy gift cards. So, of course, when someone tells you you've won something, it's very, tempting to click on that. But don't do it. Really don't do it. And always make sure you check your phone bill for suspicious activity and charges.
Alphabet has put together a deal for Avis to manage their self-driving car fleet. This is interesting. Waymore is the self-driving unit of Alphabet, which is Google. Avis and Budget is going to manage their fleet. I hope they manage
them
better.
That's interesting.
Budget and Avis both are not great. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. 59 past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.